The last thing I want to talk about is the tradition of the Cheyenne dog soldiers. It's called the picket, pin, and stake. Before a battle, a few of the bravest Cheyenne dog soldiers would be chosen to wear sashes of tan skins called dog ropes. Attached to each dog rope was a picket pin, normally used to tether horses. During battle, the pin would be driven into the ground as a mark of resolve. Once the pin was driven, the dog soldier would remain staked to that piece of ground, even to his death. Retreat was no longer an option. The pin could only be removed when everyone was again safe, or when another dog soldier relieved him of his duty. It is time. I have driven my picket pin. I am staked out and willing to give in no more. Where will you drive your own picket stake? Where will you choose to make your stand? Give me a threshold, a specific point at which you'll finally stop running, at which you'll finally fight back. Stand with me. Stand and fight. I am one, and we would be two. Two more might join, and we would be four. When four more join, we will be eight. We will be eight people fighting whom others will join, and then more people, and more. Stand and fight. The questions before each of us now are, what are your gifts, and how can you use them in the service of your land base? What can you do? What does your land base most need from you? How can you achieve it? What do you want to do? And right now, perhaps the most important of all, what are you willing to do? People ask me all the time, so Derek, what do you want us to do with all this analysis? What do you want us to do with all this information? And I always say, I want you not to listen to me. I don't know how to live sustainably, and I don't live here. I don't know how to live sustainably here. If you want to know what to do, ask the Fraser River. It will tell you. If you ask it and ask it and ask it, it will tell you how to live here sustainably, and it will tell you what it needs. And then really the only question is, are you willing to do it? So thank you very much. Where will you choose to make your stand? Give me a threshold, a specific point at which you'll finally stop running, at which you'll finally fight back. Stand with me. Stand and fight. I am one, and we would be two. Two more might join, and we would be four. When four more join, we will be eight. We will be eight people fighting whom others will join, and then more people, and more. Stand and fight. The questions before each of us now are, what are your gifts and how can you use them in the service of your land base? What can you do? What does your land base most need from you? How can you achieve it? What do you want to do? And right now, perhaps the most important of all, what are you willing to do? People ask me all the time, so Derek, what do you want us to do with all this analysis? What do you want us to do with all this information? And I always say, I want you not to listen to me. I don't know how to live sustainably. And I don't live here. I don't know how to live sustainably here. If you want to know what to do, ask the Fraser River. It will tell you. If you ask it and ask it and ask it, it will tell you how to live here sustainably, and it will tell you what it needs. And then really the only question is, are you willing to do it? So thank you very much.